All glory, Srila Prabhupada and Guru Maharaj. Hare Krishna. I welcome all the devotees to our Bhakti Sangha Japa conference call of our Chaitanya Charitamrita. Today we are very fortunate to have His Grace Kamal Lochan Prabhuji with us to enlighten on the subject of Chaitanya Charitamrita Antya Leela. Hare Krishna Prabhuji, please accept my humble obeisances. All glory to Srila Prabhupada and Guru Maharaj. Thank you so much, Prabhuji, for joining this call and giving your very valuable association and enlightening on the topic, Prabhuji. Now I hand over the call to you. Hare Krishna. Thank you so much, Prabhuji.
So we'll start with the Mangalacharan verses of the Chaitanya Charitamrita. These verses, the first 14 verses of the Chaitanya Charitamrita, before we read Chaitanya Charitamrita, it is the tradition that we chant these 14 verses. Vande Gurunishavatani Shamishavatarakan Tatrakashantatachakti Krishna Chaitanya Sanjatam Vande Sri Krishna Chaitanya Nityanando Sahodito Gaudore Pushpavanto Chitrosando Tamonado Yadadvaitam Brahmopanishadi Tadapyasya Tanubha Yatmantarya Purushaha Iti Sosyam Shavaibhavaha Radeshwaryehi Purnoyahya Bhagavan Sasvayamayam Nachaitanya Krishna Jagati Paratattvam Paramiha Anarpita Charim Chirat Karunayavatirnakalo Samarpaitam Unnatojjulanasam Sabhaktishriyam Haripurada Sundara Jyotikadamba Sandipita. Chaitanyakyam prakadamadumna tadvayam chaikyamatvam Radha bhavajuti sumlitam shavikta sarupam Shri Radhaya pranayamaiva kidrishovaneva Svadhyoyena adbhuta madrima kidrishova madhiya Saukyam chasya madana bhavataha kidrisham vetki lobhat Tadhavati samajani sutigarbha sindhu harindhu Sankarshana karana tvishai shai Narbhodashai chapayodhishai Sheshasthyasyam sakalanitsanitya Andhakirama sharanam mamastu Mayatite vyapi vaikuntha loke Purnaishvare shri chaturvyuha madhye Rupamyasyodhati sankarshana. Bhaktavataram Bhaktakyam Namami Bhakta Shaktikam Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Srivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. So we are discussing Haridas Thakur's glories from Antya Leela, chapter 3, text number 53 onwards. Yavana sakalera mukti haibe anayasa harama harama bali kahe namabasa. When these Yavanas, they chant the names of the Lord, but they are not chanting the names of the Lord. They say haram. Just by saying haram, haram, bodhi, namabhase, it is namabhase. So there is ha, It means that you're calling out Rama. So you're not pronouncing it properly, but still it gives the same effect. Mahaprema bhakta kahe haram haram. Yavanera bhakti dekhi loye sri naam sri naam. When a great devotee sees an avara, a Muslim, saying haram haram, actually is calling out, oh Lord Ramachandra, oh Lord Ramachandra. And then the devotee says, oh just see how fortunate are these yavanas. They are chanting naam, Ram's name. So Prabhupada gives the purport. The child touches fire, it burns him. The elder man touches fire, it also burns him. So it doesn't matter actually who chants the name of the Lord. It has the same effect. And then yadapi anya sankete anya hoy namabhas tatapi namera teja na hoy vinash. Ras Thakur, he said that the chanting of the name is so powerful that even though somebody is chanting out of Namabhas or Sanketika Nam, but still the name of the Lord, it doesn't leave its power. It is always as powerful as it is. Dhamshti Dhamshtran Dhamshtrahato Malecho Harameti Punapunaha Bhuktvapi Mukti Mapnoti Kim Punaha Shraddhaya Grinan. So sometimes it so happens that the Malecha is killed by a tusk of a boar, and while he falling down and he says haram haram haram, he goes on saying, but he attains liberation. Then what to speak of those who are actually chanting the names of the Lord with great faith, shraddhaya ghanan. So the word haram means condemned. So you are condemned. You are such a thing. They actually hate pigs. And these pigs comes and sometimes they kill them or push them. Or they see them, they start saying haram. Harams are they. But by saying so, they are actually chanting the name of the Lord. Here, a devotee once was talking about many years back, I was doing parikrama in Mayapur. There are many Russian devotees. Of course, now there's the number of Russian devotees have increased many, many fold. Then I saw many Russian devotees. Then one devotee who came along with me in the yatra, he asked me, oh, so many devotees from Russia. They told it's all because of the Namabhas, because of chanting the names of Chaitanya in Russia for years and years. Why? Because there was one president of Russia called Gorbachev. If you say the name of Gorbachev, it is actually Gaur Bachao. You know, Bachao in Hindi is actually was save. So the Lord Chaitanya knows Hindi very well. So he's thinking, everybody is saying Gaur Bachao, Gaur Bachao, yes, I'll come down. So he came and then delivered them. So many, many things like that, even you can find out that Gaur Bachao is what? Gaur, hey, Chaitanya, please save, please save. So all the devotees in Russia, they are constantly going on telling, Gaur Bachao, Gaur Bachao. So what happened to them? They all got really delivered. Going further. Ajamila putre bolaya balim narayana Vishnaduta asi chadaya tahara bhantan. Then when Ajamila was chanting the name of Narayana, oh Narayana, Narayana, Vishnuduta, they came and then they saw, hey, what is happening? They told those Yamadutas, how dare you touch this person? He is chanting the name of our Lord. And Vishnuduta is told that actually he is not chanting the name of the Lord, he is chanting the name of his own son. So then they told, no, we don't know whose name is chanting. The name of the Lord is being chanted. Anybody who chants the name of the Lord, you don't have any jurisdictions over there. Rama dui akshara ihara nahe vyavahita prema vachi ha sabdha tahate bhushita. See, Ram has got two syllables, Ra and Ma. And they are they are unoperated and are decorated with the loving word called Ha. Ha means O, O Ram. In this way, they are very much calling out Ram's name with great great love. Namera Akshara Sabera Etat Eta Swabhava Vyavahite Hailana Chade Apana Prabhav. The letters of the names of the Lord has such great potency that even though they are not properly chanted, they have the same potency. But that doesn't mean Sri Krishna, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur says that if somebody is into sense enjoyment and then go on chanting the names of the Lord, then he's not going to give that effect. And then a beautiful verse is quoted from Haribhakti Vilas. It is from the Padma Purana. It is quoted in Haribhakti Vilas by Sanatana Goswami. Now, a beautiful verse is there. Let us discuss this verse, 60th verse. Name kamyasya vachis marana patagatam ota shrotra mulam gatam va shuddham va shuddham varna vivahita rahitam tarayetye vasatyam satye deha travina janatalo lobha pashanda madhye nishyuptam syanna phala janakam. So, if a devotee once utters the holy name of the Lord, or if he penetrates his mind and enters the ears, which is the channel for the oral reception, the holy name will certainly deliver him from material bondage, whether vibrated properly or improperly. It doesn't matter. But if he goes on chanting the names of the Lord, then it will have the same effect. Whether improper grammar, properly joined, vibrate in separate parts. Brahmana, the potency of the name is always wonderful and great. However, one uses the vibration of the holy name for the benefit of material body, for material wealth and followers, or under the influence of greed or atheism. In other words, if one utters the name with offenses, then the chanting will not produce the desired result very soon. Therefore, one should diligently avoid offenses chanting the holy name of the Lord. Now, in the commentary, there is a very beautiful description by Sripad Sanatana Goswami in explaining this Haribhakti Vilas words in the Digdarshini Tika of Sanatana Goswami. Sometimes it so happens that somebody is hearing the holy name of the Lord. Even you are separately, you are chanting the words in a separated way, then also it will have the same effect. And there are two examples given. One is halam riktam. Halam riktam. In this halam riktam, there is ha, and in riktam, there is ri. Ha plus ri becomes ri. So, yadva yadyapi halam riktam mityado yuktaha. There is hakara and there is rikara. Hari becomes, it becomes hari. So Krishna, he sees, he said ha here and ri here. So hari, in between, whatever the sounds came, the new material and matter doesn't matter. So Krishna takes in this way. And not only that, another example is given. Raja Mahishi. Somebody says Raja Mahishi. In Raja there is Ra. Mahishi there is Ma. There is Rama. So is this chanting, the name is done. Rama has been already is being chanted. In this way, we find that the names of the Lord are chanted, and the power of the name of the Lord is so wonderful that even though they are separated by different words, a few alphabets between. One alphabet there and one alphabet here. If it becomes Rama or Hari, then the Lord takes that his voice, this person is chanting the names of the Lord. He is chanting my name. So the potency of the name can deliver one from all the sinful reactions, material engagement. But if somebody is chanting with offenses, then it will not give the same potency. That is why Ridas Thakur goes on further saying, নামাভাস হইতে হয় সর্ব পাপক্ষয়। বাই দিস নামাভাস দেন হোয়াট ইজ গোইং টু হ্যাপেন, অল দ্য পাপস, নামাভাস অলসো ডিস্ট্রয়েস অল দ্য সিনস। নাও দিস ইজ এ ভেরি বিউটিফুল ওয়ার্ডস ইট ইস বিন কোটেড ফ্রম দ্য ভক্তির সামর সিন্ধু। তম নির্ব্যাজম ভজ গুণ নিধে পাবনম পাবনানাম শ্রদ্ধারক্ষ্যম মতিরতিরতাম উত্তম শ্লোক মৌলিম প্রোদ্যন্নন্ত কর্ণ কুহরে অন্তয়ন নাম বানো আভাসোপি ক্ষপতি মহাপাতকদ্বান্তরাশিম মহাপাতকদ্বান্তরাশিম। Huge piled up sinful reactions are there, and that is destroyed at once by the holy name. Holy name, tam nirvyajam bhaja guna nidhe. So tam nirvyajam bhaja, without any duplicity you start chanting the names of the Lord. Guna nidhe, the names of the Krishna are gunanide, it is full of all auspicious qualities. Pavana, pavanam, pavana nam, it even purifies the purifier. Shraddharajyam matiratitaram, and one should worship him, one should worship the names of Krishna without duplicity, without wavering the mind. Uttama shlokamolim, uttama shlokamolim, the Lord is worshipped by the best of the best of the choices of the names. And how this name is like? It is like it is like the sun. When the sun appears, as soon as the sun appears, the darkness is immediately disappears. In the same way, the darkness of ignorance is immediately disappears as soon as the sun of the name rises in the heart of a devotee. Nama Baba se hoy ahite hoy samsarakshay, samsarakshay, because the only reason why we take birth again is actually because of the sin. And by chanting the name even at the level of Nama Bhas, that holy name can give you liberation. Mriyamano harer nama rinan putro vacharitam ajamilopi agadhama Kimuta Shraddhaya Grinan. In the Bhagavatam it is said, beautiful words. Mriyamano Harer Nama. Ajamil just chanted the name of Krishna, Narayana. Actually he was calling his son, but he addressing his son, he chanted Narayana. He kept his son's name as Narayana. Then what happened? In spite of doing that, he attained the spiritual world. Ajamilopi Agadhama. Even Ajamil went back to God. Kimuta Shraddhaya Grinan, what to speak of those people who are very sincerely chanting the names of the Lord. Shraddhaya Namabase Mukti Hoy Sarvashastra Deki Sri Bhagavate Tatya Jamila Sakshi. So by Namabas one gets liberation. And this has been described in Bhagavatam. Ajamil is a pramana, proof for it. Suniya prabhura sukha badaye antare. By hearing this, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's happiness increased within his heart. Punadapi bhangikari puchaya tahare. And then he still wanted to inquire further. So he went on asking. He asked, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu asked, Prithvite bahu jiva tavara jangama ইহাসবার কি প্রকারে হয় বিমোচনা। ইন চৈতন্য মহাপ্রাস ঠাকুর, ইন দিস ওয়ার্ল্ড দেয়ার আর সো মেনি স্থাবর এন্ড জঙ্গম, মিন্স দেয়ার আর প্ল্যান্টস, দেয়ার আর সো মেনি ট্রিজ এন্ড ক্রিপার্স, স্থাবর এন্ড জঙ্গম, সো মেনি অ্যানিমলস আর দেয়ার, হাউ ইহার সবার কি প্রকারে হয় বিমোচনা, হাউ আর দে গোয়িং টু বি ডেলিভার্ড। হরিদাস কহে প্রভু এই কৃপা তুমার, হে চৈতন্য মহাপ্রভু এই কৃপা তুমার, দিস ইজ ইউর স্পেশাল মার্সি। Tavara Changama Age Kariya Chenistat. You have already granted them liberation. How are you chanting the names? Tumi ye kariya che ye ucha sankirtan. When you chanted the names of Krishna very loudly at the time, Tavara Jangama Srihaite Shravana. And all the moving and unmoving, non-moving things, they have heard you chanting. Suniya Jangamera Hoye Samsarakshay Tavare Srisabalage Pratidvani Hoye. And what happened? By you chanting, and all of them, they heard Sunya Jangamera Hoy Samsarakshay, all the plants, living entities, by hearing your chanting, they all Samsarakshay, they destroyed their material existence. Tavare Yesabalage Pratidvani Hoy, by the Pratidvani of the echo of the sounds which you are chanting the holy names. Then what happened? Because of the echo, even the tavara, even the plants and trees, which are non-moving entities, they also got delivered. Pratidvani nahi yehi karaye kirtan, tumare kripaye akatye khatan. You, because of you, it's not just an echo when you chanted. We could see in your kirtan, you could make the non-moving living entities do kirtan. It is all because of your inconceivable potency. Sakala jata hoye uccha sankirtan suniya premaveshena che sthavara jangam. By you, when you started doing Nam Sankirtan, the power of the mantra was so strong. All over the world, every living entity, they just started dancing in devotional ecstasy. Keche kaila charikande vrindavane yaite Balabhadravattacharya kariyachanu amate. Pradas Thakur says to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, O Mahaprabhu, Balabhadravattacharya actually told me what happened in Jharkhand. In Jharkhand, when you are walking and doing Nagasankirtan, you are constantly chanting, the tigers and the deers, they were dancing together. They are naturally envious of each other. Deer is the food, deer food of the tiger, but both of them are dancing together. And this is what happened in Jharkhand. Vasudeva jiva lagi kaila nivedan abhyangi kara kaila jivera mochan. What did he do? When Vasudeva Datta pleaded you, oh Lord, please deliver everyone. Then you, on his request, you delivered everybody in this world. Jagatanistare yehi tumara avatar. Oh Lord, the very purpose of your appearance here in this world is to deliver everyone. Bhaktabhave agetate kai angikar. And that is why you just took the mood of a devotee and appeared in this world. Uccha sankirtana tate kaila prachar. Kirachara jivera sabha khandaila santar. By going around here and there and chanting Hare Krishna Mahamantra, you actually feed even the living and the moving and the non-moving entities, Tavara Jangama. And Haridas Thakur spoke like this. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told, Prabhu kohe sabha jiva mukti ebe pabe yeta brahmanda tabe jiva sunya habe. Oh, Haridas Thakur, you are saying that the entire world has been delivered. How is it possible that we have seen so many living entities in this world? Haridas bole tumare yavata martya sthiti tavata stavara jangama sarva jiva jati. Oh Lord, what we can do? The moment you sent everybody to the spiritual world, then what happened? Sava mukta kari tumi vaikunta pataiva. You delivered everybody and sent to Vaikunta. Sukshma jiva puna karme udbhuta kariba. Then again, by your transcendental potency, you again made all the living entities who had sukshma karma, desire to lord over. You fill this world again. Sevi jiva hobeya stavara jangam. In this way, the whole stavara jangama, moving and non-living entities, were again filled in by your transcendental potency. Tahate bharibe brahmanda yena purva sama. As before, the whole brahmanda was filled by the conditioned soul. Purve yena raghunatha sabha ayodhya lana vaikunteke gela anya jiva ayodhya bharana. So, like previously, when you yourself came in the form of Raghunath, Lord Ramachandra, you took all the people of Ayodhya back home, back to Godhead, and again Ayodhya was filled with other living entities. conditioned souls according to their previous karmas. Havatari suniye che atiya che hata keha na bujite pare tomara gudanata. Lord, nobody can understand your gudanata, your secret plan. It is very difficult. How you set the entire world into motion, how the karmas are binding people, how people based on the karmas are taking birth in different yonis. It is very difficult for people to understand. Purveena vrache Krishna kari avatar sakala brahmanda jivera khandaila samsara. When Krishna descended onto this world in Vrindavan, he freed all the living entities in the universe, mental existence, in the same way like Raghunath did, and Lord Ramchandra did. Na chevam vishmayakaro bhavata bhagavatyaje yogeshwareshware krishne yataye tadvimuchyate. And a very beautiful verse quoted from the Rasa Panchadhyayi of Bhagavatam, where Krishna has been described as yogeshwareshware bhagavatyaje. He is ajay, he is aja, unborn, but he still is born. He is Yogeshwara, but still he enjoys with the gopis. He is Krishna, he is all attractive, but he had to get attracted to the love of the gopis. Vishmayakaro, Yajayam Vishmayakaro. It is not a very astonishing for Krishna. Bhavata, Bhagavatyate. Though he is Bhagavan, unborn, he is born. He is Yogeshwara, but still he is completely captivated by the beauty of the gopis. He wants to enjoy the rasa dance. It's Krishna. Is all attractive, but you're attracted to the gopis. In this way, it is very difficult to understand Krishna. Then a beautiful quotation from Vishnu Purana is given. I am hi Bhagavan Drishtva Kirti Samrishta Samrishta Tadevanu Bhantat Yakila Sura Sura Didurlabham Palam Prayachati Kimuta Samyam Bhaktiman Iti. So this is a very beautiful verse from the Vishnu Purana. It says, although the Supreme Personality of Godhead may be seen, glorified, or remembered in an attitude of envy, he nevertheless awards the most confidential liberation is rarely achieved by the demigod and demon. What then can be said of those who are already fully engaged in devotional service of the Lord? Daichetumi Navadvipe Kari Avatar. Lord, by your appearance in Navadi, you have delivered all the living entities in the entire Brahmanda. Ye kahe chaitanya mahima mora gochara hai, te jauno ka mora puna ye ta nishchay. Somebody may say, oh, I can understand the glory of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He may say whatever he may say, but as far as I know, say Januka, Mora Puna, Yeta Nishchay. As far as I'm concerned, this is my conclusion. What is the conclusion? Tumara Yailila Maham Amritira Sindhu. Oh Lord, your pastime, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, your pastime is Amritira Sindhu. It is an ocean of nectar. Mora Mona Gocharanahe Tara Ekabindu. Even a drop of that ocean, Mana Gochara, I am not able to even contemplate or meditate. Or even understand this, even one drop of this ocean. Yetasuni Prabhu Romana Chamatkara Haila. By hearing this, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mind was completely bewildered. Chamatkara, Mora Gudalila Haridasa Kemana Janila. Then he started thinking, well, how did my Gudalila, confidential pastime, was Haridasa Thakur could understand this? Manera Santosha Tara Kaila Lingan. Feeling very happy within his heart, Tarakaila Alingan, he embraced Arjas Thakur. Bahya Prakashite Isabakarila Varjan. Then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he stopped Arjas Thakur from manifesting more confidential truth. Ishwara Sabhava Aishwarchitahe Adite Bhaktatani Lukaite Nare Poeta Vidite. And it is the nature of the Lord. He wants to cover up his glory, but it's not possible. Because as soon as an opportunity comes, the devotees, they want to unveil the glories of the Lord. And they want the glories of the Lord to be known everywhere. In this way, there is a beautiful verse quoted from the Yamunacharya Stotratna. Ullangira Trividasima Samatishayi Sambhavanam Tava Parivrandhami Sabhavam Parivardhima Sabhavam Maya Balena Bhavatapi Niguhyamanam Pashyanti Keket Tanisham Tava Anyabha Tadanyabha Ananyabhava. So, O Lord, everything in this world is limited. Trividha Seema Tamati Shai. So, in this world, everything is very much limited in this world. But your characteristics, Swabhavam Tava, Parivardhinam Swabhavam, Sambhavanam Swabhava, your Swabhava, your nature, it is unlimited because this is spiritual. It is unparalleled. Nobody can compare it. Maya Balena Bhavatapi Niguhyamanam. What do you do? Maya Balena, by your own energy, you try to cover up the glorious and unlimited potency of yours, the unlimited glory of yours. Pashyanti kechit, but the pure devotees, pashyanti kechit anisham tavanya bhava, ananya bhava. Those devotees actually, they perceive your glories and they spread your glories everywhere. That is the nature of devotee. You cannot cover your real form from the devotee. You cannot cover your real glory. Any amount of maya may use to cover up your glory, but it's not possible. Abhe Mahaprabhu jinja bhakta pashyana aridasera guna kahe chatamukahana. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went to his personal associate. Then he started glorifying Haridas Thakur as if he had hundreds of mouths. He was into so much of ecstasy. Haridas Thakur went on glorifying. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went on glorifying Haridas Thakur. Bhaktira guna kahite avura badaya ullas. When he was glorifying Haridas Thakur, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was glorifying Haridas Thakur and he felt so happy. The Lord feels so happy by glorifying his devotees. Bhakta gana sreshtata te Sri Haridas. Among all his devotees, Haridas Thakur became the most exalted, most favorite. Haridas era guna gana asankhyapar. The Haridas Thakur's guna gana, his glories are asankhya, unlimited, apara. You cannot measure them. Keha kono amshavarne nahi paye para. Who can describe what aspect of Haridas Thakur's glory can describe? Nobody can count it. Chaitanya Mangale Sri Vrindavana Dasa Haridas Hira Guna Kichu Kariyachena Prakash. In Chaitanya Mangal, Vrindavana Das Thakur now it is Chaitanya Bhagavad. When you see Chaitanya Mangal, you should read it as Chaitanya Bhagavad because later on Vrindavana Das Thakur changed the name of the book from Chaitanya Mangal to Chaitanya Bhagavad. Haridasare guna kichu kariyacharya prakash. So he has glorified Haridas Thakur's qualities in Chaitanya Bhagavat. Sabakaha nayaya Haridasara charitra yaha kichu kahe karite apana pavitra. For my purification, Vishwasagaraj Goswami says, for my purification, I'm going to describe Haridas Thakur's pastimes. Vrindavana dasayaha naha kaila varnan. Wherever Vrindavana Das Thakur has not described, and there we'll do the description of Haridas Thakur's glory. That pastime I'll describe. Haridasera guna kichu suno bhaktagan. He bhakta me devotees. Please hear the glories of Haridas Thakur. Haridasa yabe nijagriha tyaga kaila venapolara vana madhye ekata dina rahila. After leaving his house, Haridas Thakur, he stayed in one of the forests of Binapol. Nirjana vana kutira kari tulasi sevana ratri dine dina laksha nama sankirtan. Haridas Thakur, in a solitary place, he built a cottage. And there, near the tulasi plant, he we sat there and started chanting the name of the Lord 3 lakh times every day. And day and night he was chanting the name of the Lord. Brahmane ragare kare bhiksha nirvahana prabhave sakala loka karaya pujana. So he used to, for his own maintenance, he used to beg from the Brahmins' houses and he was so powerful and influential because of his chanting the name of the Lord. Prabhave sakala loka kare pujana. By his influence, all the people around him, they started worshipping him. Te deshadhyaksha nama Ramachandra Khana Vaishnava Vidveshi Sei Pashanda Pradhan. There was one zamindar. His name was Ramachandra Khan. And he was so envious of Vaishnava and also great atheist. Haridasa Loka Puja Sahite Napare. Everybody were worshipping Haridas Thakur. He was getting so much of respect and he just could not tolerate. Tara Apamana Karite Nana Upaya Kare. Nana Upaya Kare. He started devising so many ways and means just to dishonor Haridas Thakur. Kona Prakare Haridasara Chidra Nahi Pai. He tried his best to find out some fault in Haridas Thakur, but he could not find out. Veshagane Ani Kare Chidre Ropai. Then he called a local prostitute and told, you try to do something. Veshagane Kahe Yehi Vairagya Haridas. Tumi Sabha Karayahara Vairagya Dharmanasha. Ramachandra Khan told the forest prodigy, this Vairagi, Haridas Thakur is there. Now you try to do some means by which this Haridas Thakur will give up his Vairagya. Veshagana Madhye Eka Sundari Yuvati. Among many Veshyas, the prostitutes, there is one beautiful young girl. Say Kahe Tinadina Hariba Tahara Pati. You give me 3 days. In 3 days, I am going to captivate his mind, Haridas Thakur's mind. Khana Kahe Mora Paita You Yaku Tumara Sane. Tumara sahite katra tare dhari ena ane. Ramachandra Khan told, hey, I am going to send one police along with you. So that as soon as you he sees you and Haridas Thakur very intimately, immediately he will be arrested. Vesha kahe mora sanga hauka ekabar ditiya bhare dharite paika loino tumar. First let one Haridas Thakur associate with me. And then next time you send the police, then you can do that. Ratri kale sei veshya suvesha dhariya. She dressed herself very nicely, very effectively. And then she went Haridasara vasaya gela ullasitahana. With great jubilation, smiling, she went near Haridas Thakur. Tulasi namaskari Haridasera dvarayana. So she went and paid obeisance to Tulasi. And then Haridas Thakur, she sat at the door of Haridas Thakur. Gosaira namaskari rahila dandana. So she paid obeisance to Haridas Thakur and stood there near the door. Anga udkadiya dikhaye vasaila du yare. So she started trying to expose her bodily parts. Kahite lagilo kuchi su madhura sware. She started speaking in some sweet words. Thakura tumi parama sundara. She started saying, oh Thakura, Haridas Thakur, you are so beautiful. Prathama yavana. And you are so young. Also, tumara deki kunanari dharite pare bana. After seeing you, which lady, which girl will be keeping her mind under control? Tumara sangame lagi lubdha moramana. Tumana paile prana na dharana. If I don't obtain you, oh Haridas Thakur, I shall not be able to keep my body and soul together, I will die. Haridas kahe tumara karinu angikar. Definitely I accept you. Sankhya nama samapti avata na hayamar. And let me just chant names to the Lord, Sankhya. Let me complete my round. Tavat tumi vasi suno nama sankirtan Nama Samapti, Haile Karino, Ye Tumara Man. Let me chant my name. I've taken a vow to chant a fixed number of rounds. As soon as I finish the fixed number of rounds, then I'll associate with you. Ye Tasuni, Seivesha, Vasiyaraila, Kirtana Kari Haridasa, Prataha Kala Haila. Then she sat down there. Haridasa Thakur went on chanting, all night he was chanting. Pratakkale deki veshya utila utiya chalila tava samachara yale kanera khaila. Morning, it became morning, so she stood up and went and then told to Khan. I'm Sir Khan saying that just the whole night this happened. Don't worry, tomorrow I'll do. Aji amara angikara kariya che vachan. So he has told me that he is definitely going to accept me today. Kaliya avashyatara sange hoi vasangam. Definitely by tomorrow everything will be done. That he is going to associate with me. Ara dinaratri hoila veshya aila haritasa tare bahu avasa kaila. Das Thakur gave again assurance, don't worry, just me, let me complete my rounds. I have taken a vow. Kali dukha pailu aparada na haiba mora. So please excuse my offense. Yesterday I could not associate with you. I should definitely accept you, but let me complete my rounds. Tavatiha vasi suni nama sankirtan nama purna haire pura haibe tomara nam tumara mana. As soon as I complete my chanting my rounds, then definitely your desire will be fulfilled. Tulasira tanke vesha namaskarakari. She paid obeisance to Tulasi. Dwarevasi nama suni bole hari hari. So she started chanting the names of the Lord along with Haridas Thakur. And Ratri seshahaila vesha usmika kare tara riti deki Haridas kahe kahe no tahare. Haridas Thakur spoke to her, koti nama. Grahana, Yajnakari, Ekamas. I have taken a vow that for 1 month I'll chant 1 crore names. Ye Diksha, Kariyache, Haila, Asis, Desha. So still some more rounds are there. Now I am definitely for sure. Raji Samapto, Haibe, Hena, Jane, Chaila, Amastaratri, Nilunama, Samapta, Nahaila. I thought this today I'll complete my 1 crore names, but somehow it could not happen. I could not finish chanting my 1 crore. Kali samapta haibe, abe habe vrata bhanga. You see, after I finish my chanting of 1 crore names, my vrata will be over. Sachanda tumara sange haibe ko sanga. Then I'm pretty tension. I can be associating with you. And this Haridas Thakur told the prostitute. Veshagiya samachara thanera kaila haradina sandhya haite thakura thane aila. The next day, the third day, evening she came. After telling all these things to the Khan, she came. Tulasi ke thakure ke namaskara kari. She paid obeisance to Tulasi. She paid obeisance to Haridas Thakur. And dware vasi namasuni bale hari hari. So she was sitting in the door and she also started chatting hari 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 hari. Nama purna habe aji bole Haridas. Haridas told that today my vow will be over and abe purna karino aji tumara abhilash. Definitely your desire will be fulfilled by today. Kirtana karite aiche ratri seshahaila. A whole night went by. Thakure rasane veshyaramana firigela. In association of Haridas Thakur, what happened? Veshyara mana firigela. The mind of the Veshya, the prostitute, is completely transformed. Dandavataha napade Thakura charane Ramachandra khanera kata kaila nivedane. Now Haridas Thakur, her mind is completely changed. Now she told the plan of Ramachandra Khan, she was sent to pollute the mind, and now we find that her mind is completely changed. Veshyahanamui papa kari achano apar. She started saying, oh Haridas Thakur, because I being a Vaishya, I being a prostitute, I have done so much of sinful activities. Kripakari karamara adhamara nistar. Please deliver me from all the sinful acts. Thakura kahe khanera kata sabha ami jani. Haridas Thakur told, don't worry, I know the story, plan of this Ramachandra Khan. Agya murkha seitara dukha nahi mani. See, he is nothing but a fool. Foolish people acts should not be taken very seriously. Agya murkha seitara dukha nahi mani. I'm not going to accept a fool's activities because he's a fool and he's not going to disturb me. I don't feel any bad about it. Seidina yaitama sei sthana chadiya dina dina railano tomara nistara lagila. Actually, I wanted to go on the same date when I came to know Ramachandra Khan is trying to make my name spoiled. But I stayed here 3 days so that I can deliver you. Vesha kahe kripa kari karaho padesh. Oh Lord, oh Haridas Thakur, please give me some instructions. Ki mora kartavya yate yae bhava klesha. What is my duty so that I can destroy my material existence? Thakura kahe grihera Ravya Brahmane Karedan Yi Grahe Asitumi Kaha Karaha Vishra. Then Haridas Thakur told, whatever wealth you have earned by the illegal means, you just distribute it to all the Brahmanas and then you stay in this house where I'm staying now. And Asitumi Karaha Vishram, and you stay here. Nirantaro Namalo Karo Tulasi Sevan. And constantly you go on chanting the names of the Lord and you do Tulasi Sevan Achirat Pavitave Krishna Racharan. And definitely you are going to attain Krishna's lotus feet. Etaboli Tarinama Upadesha Kari Uthiya Charila Thakura Bolo Hari Hari. He gave the mantra to the prostitute and he just stood up and left chanting the Hare Krishna Mahamantra. From that day onward, this prostitute, after accepting the instructions of Haridas Thakur, whatever she had earned, money she had, she distributed among the Brahmins. Mata Mudi Eka Vastra Rahila Sei Ghare. She shaved off her head. And then Eka Vastra, just wearing one cloth, Rahila Sei Gare, she stayed there in the house of Haridas Thakur. Atri Dine Tina Lakshanama Grahana Kare. Whole day and night she was just chanting the names of the Lord. Tulasi Sevana Kare Charvana Upavas. So she used to do Tulasi Sevan. And whatever food she got by Bhiksha, she lived by that. Indriya Damana Haila Premira Prakash. She could conquer her senses. And then manifested the prema. Krishna prema manifested in her heart. Prasiddha Vaishnava Haila Parama Mahanti. And she was celebrated. She was known everywhere as a great Vaishnavi. And Bada Bada Vaishnava Tara Darshane. Many Vaishnavas used to come and have darshan. Vishyara Charitra Deki Loka Chamatkar. By hearing the story or the pastime of the way of the prostitute, the whole world, Loki Chamatkar, they were amazed. Haridasere Mahima Kahe Kori Namaskar. Everybody glorified her, saying that how Haridas Thakur is so glorious that he converted her into a great Vaishnavi. Ramachandra Khana Aparada Bija Khaila Sei Bija Vrakshahana Agete Paila. So in this way, Haridas Thakur was Ramachandra Khan tried to disturb Haridas Thakur, but what happened to him. Instead of that, he has actually made he generated a seed by which he's going to get the reactions of the offenses what he has done. The seed became a tree and fructified, and Ramchandra Khan had to eat the fruit of the offense in future. In this way, Maha Aparada Phala Adbhuta Khatan Prastavana Panakaye Suno Bhaktagan. So, by offending great Vaishnavas, what result is going to happen? What result is going to come? That story, you please listen from now. So, we stop here. Any discussions, any questions, please to ask. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji. Thank you so much. They're very nice, interesting class, Prabhu. Prabhu, I have a couple of questions. The first one is, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, so when he was there, he delivered everyone only in Navadvip, or was everyone delivered? And is there any other account describing the deliverance of all the living entities in the presence of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu?
He asked Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to deliver everybody on this Brahmanda. Not only just this earth, the whole Brahmanda got delivered. And till today, nobody is able to understand how it happened. It's a very mystical thing. How it happened, even the Brahma should change, because the whole Brahmanda, even Brahma is there, Indra is there, everybody should change. And how it happened, the statement is still a mystery, and it just had to be accepted as it is.
Okay, yeah. Prabhu, the other question is, when you were talking in the first few verses of the Nama, when you were talking about it, you were saying it doesn't matter even if there are syllables in between Ra and Ma, but still whatever word you are chanting, it brings about a great benefit. So, I mean, if you look at it, for that matter, any vibration or anything that you say is ultimately the Lord's name, because the Lord's name is there in all the Aksharas. So then, I really don't understand the specific nuances of why it is being told that, if a word is split and having a set of other syllables in between, it is beneficial. So then I can just say anything, any word that I pronounce is also the Lord's name, right? So
yes.
So then what is the thing that is, going to directly mean the Lord's name and liberate? And what is the thing that is just some vibration? How do we decide?
That is true. Sripad Madhvacharya says, every word is actually name of Krishna. If you say water, it is also actually name of Krishna. You don't know, that is the thing. That is the difference. So, but there are direct names of Krishna, like Rama, Narasimha, Vamana, Krishna. So these are also like that. But Sri Bhaktivinoda Thakur says that is the glory of the name, but not the glory of the person who is chanting it. So in this way, the name will act, but because of the person's consciousness is completely filled in ignorance, he continues to be in the same state of trying to be engrossed in sense enjoyment. So, Namabhas is at two levels. One is like somebody says Haram, it is Namabhas. But after that, somehow the other, he comes to the level of Namaprad, and then again one more level of Namabhas comes. That Namabhas gives liberation. But the other Namabhas, the initial Namabhas, it only opens the door of liberation. You cannot consider that person to be a liberated soul. So there is a difference between the name, the power of the name, and our chanting. Definitely, the name of Krishna is transcendental. But when we chant, since we are not transcendental, so our chanting is full of offenses. And somebody who has not come to the level of even now aparad, like somebody doing Hari Nagar Sankirtan, And some local boys were playing. They say, "Hey, Hare Krishna!" People like Hare Krishna. They just say Hare Krishna. So it will give them some sukruti, but it's not called bhakti. But that sukruti itself is so powerful because they are chanting the name of Krishna without offenses. Just by they saying, "Oh, Hare Krishna!" People ask, "Hare Krishna!" People ask them. So they don't know what is Hare Krishna, what is the power of the name, but still they are chanting. So that is also considered namabhas. But that namabhas also is so powerful that we just cannot even imagine how powerful it is. When we are doing Harinam Sankirtan, we may be, because of our anarthas, we may be chanting at the offensive level. But there may be somebody who is just a newcomer or somebody who just have no idea. What in America somebody may say something like that. They may not pronounce it properly. But still, that acts, that improper chanting also acts. Somebody may not be able to chant Krishna properly, but still it acts. So that is the power of the holy name. And that holy name of the Namabhas which they are chanting, that one day or the other will lead to the kingdom of devotion, where they start chanting the Hare Krishna Mahamantra, trying to avoid the offenses like that. So this is what we should
do. Yes, Prabhu, thank you. So that is, so when Ra and Mars are separated by syllables also, then and they're chanting some random name also, then it does give benefit through the idea of Namabhas. Okay.
Yes.
Thank you so much, Prabhu. Very, very nice, Prabhu. Thank you so much for your association.
We'll stop here.
Anyone else has any questions or comments?
Hare Krishna, Prabhu, please accept my humble obeisances. I am Murali Govind Das. Just to add to Mataji's feedback, when we preach to the new people, by their conditioning or by whatever circumstances they were brought up, they say that when God is one, when we chant Lord Rama's name or Lord Vishnu's names or Lord Shiva's names, since we are chanting some God's name, how come you insist that Lord Krishna's name only is so powerful and you should chant that? This is what recently I come across, this kind of situation. But I, with my limited knowledge, I was just trying to emphasize the significance of Krishna's name and its potencies. But Prabhuji, how come we have to give them very like reliable and a very confident answer?
Prabhuji, that is the problem with the preachers. When somebody is chanting the name of the Lord, let them chant. Let them chant, no problem. Discourage them from chanting Vishnu Sahasranam or something they are doing that. That is also of the Lord. But definitely, as an organization, we belong to the Gaudiya Vaishnava. We recommend the Hare Krishna Mahamantra. That is what you say. If you're chanting something else, we have no problem. We recommend this thing. And we associate with that. This is also the name of the Lord. This is what we recommend. No problem. We are chanting and we are happy. No problem with that.
Okay.
Actually, when they start coming to a satsang, become more attached, then actually they will follow what we
Right.
We should not offend by saying, No, Hare Krishna is more powerful. Don't chant Ram name or Krishna.
No. I didn't say, but this is just their general apprehension. I was trying to tell them these are the benefits, and but still, okay. They, as you said, no. Over a period of time, they may be convinced, and they may come closer to Krishna like that.
Yes.
But initial days, as you said, yes. As a preacher, we should try to put forth our, like, it's a kind of recommendation rather denial.
True.
Thank you very much, Prabhu, for clarification.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna.
Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Ram Hare Ram.
Hare Krishna Prabhu, Dandavat Pradham Prabhu. This is Suresh Varsham here from Charlotte. Hey, Prabhuji, this glorification of Haridas Thakur is being narrated by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, right, Prabhu, to the other devotees. Hare Krishna Prabhu, can you hear me?
I didn't see him on the call. I don't even know if he's there. Yeah, he's not there on the call. Looks like he dropped off.
Oh, okay. That's fine, Mataji. That's fine. That's what it looks like, right, Mataji? These verses are being narrated by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to the devotees, right?
I have to see, Prabhu. I thought it was the author, Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, is narrating the pastime. Because it's a conversation between Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Haridas Thakur. I don't know. I have to see, Prabhu. I'm not really sure.
Okay.
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji. From what I understand, like Priti Mataji mentioned, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu glorifies Haridas Thakur and Leno, like with 100 mouths, like that. But then afterward, Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami says that, you know, in Chaitanya Mangala, there are other pastimes described, but I would like to give an overview, or, you know, more details into this pastime, which is not discussed in detail in Mangala. So then he, like Mataji said, the author is giving more details. I mean, at least that's what I understood from the class.
No, makes sense, because I just lost that train of thought in between. Yes, Mataji. Okay, thank you very much, Mataji.
Thank you so much, Mataji and Prabhuji. Thank you both. Yeah. Okay, so then we can end the call. I think Prabhu was in a hurry, so we can end the call here. Vancha Kalpataru Vyascha Krupa Sindhu Bhevacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Ananta Koti Vatsavara Sri Krishna Prabhu Pahar Ki Jai Sri Kaitan Sridham Rata Ki Jai Sri Kamala Lochan Prabhu Ji. All glories to the assembled devotees. Thank you all so much. We'll continue tomorrow. Hare Krishna.
Thank you, Mataji.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Thank you, Mataji.
Hare Krishna. Thank you, everyone.
Thank you, Mataji.